This is Peter Donegan, www.donneganlandscaping.com, and hit the blog, of course. The podcasts are now available on iTunes, I'm glad to say. But I'm sitting at this moment in time in the back of my garden. I have a funny feeling we might have a trickle of rain, which I would actually quite enjoy. But my workshop has a wee canopy that stretches out overhead. When the guys built it, it was for that sole purpose, so that I could work outside on a rainy day with a warm mug of coffee. My plants need the rain, so I would be quite comforted by the trickle should it fall. And as I said, I'm just sitting down the back. The birds are chirping away, I have to say. The two dogs are trying to protect the piece of land upon which we sit, and I think they're a bit tired actually. It's been a long day for them chasing birds since about 6 o'clock this morning. But yeah, there you go. But one of the things I like to do when I do get a bit of time to myself, and that can often be a little bit hard, mainly due to the fact that my mind rarely sits still. I think it can be a little bit overactive sometimes, particularly when it comes to gardening. It fails to stop, which isn't such a bad thing. But as I sit and try and wind down slightly, a poem that I like to read, there's a great book I have called Ireland's Love Poems. It's edited with a beautiful introduction by A. Norman Jeff Harris, and this one is called The Song of the Wandering Angus. The Song of Wandering Angus, apologies. And it goes as such. I went out to the hazel wood because a fire was in my head, and cut and peeled a hazel wand, and hooked a berry to a thread. And when white moths were on the wing, and moth-like stars were flickering out, I dropped the berry in a stream and caught a little silver trout. When I had laid it on the floor, I went to blow the fire aflame, but something rustled on the floor, and someone called me by my name. It had become a glimmering girl with apple blossom in her hair, who called me by my name and ran and faded through the brightening air. Though I am old with wandering through hollow lands and hilly lands, I will find out where she has gone, and kiss her lips and take her hands, and walk among long dappled grass, and pluck till time and times are done, the silver apples of the moon, the golden apples of the sun. That's by W.B. Yeats. It's one of those poems that I think when I read it, it brings me back to when I was in secondary school, and it'd be a roasting hot summer's day, and no doubt the big old radiators would have been on as well, and poetry maybe being read, and Peter no doubt typically daydreaming out the window, looking at the grass and the fields and the trees. But I always liked to daydream when poetry was being read. I thought it was appropriate to daydream. I think in mathematics, in equational terms, one should heavily concentrate. But, yeah. It's a really, really, really nice day today. Nice and placid and calm, I have to say, apart from the birds chirping in the background. So I'll see the garden group E's on Sunday up in the Boyne Valley site, or coffee beforehand at my house, as always, is an offer. Jennifer, hello, how are you? And that's it, folks. Have a happy weekend, as always, www.donneganlandscaping.com, and hit the blog there. Take care.